But that's the problem with this country. Yeah, one of many. But this whole issue of sexuality and pornography, which I don't understand what pornography is. I really don't. To me, pornography is, you know, spending all your money and not educating the people of America, but spending it instead on weapons. That's pornographic to me. That's totally filthy. And et cetera, down the line. You all, in your fucking hearts, know the goddamn arguments. Okay, great. But no one knows what pornography is. Supreme Court says pornography is any act that has no artistic merit and causes sexual thoughts. That's their definition, essentially. No artistic merit causes sexual thought. Sounds like every commercial on television, doesn't it? You know, when I see those two twins on that Double Mint commercial, I'm not thinking of gum. I am thinking of chewing. Maybe that's the connection they're trying to make. What? You've all seen that Bush beer commercial. The girl in the short hot pants opens the beer bottle on her belt buckle, leaves it there, and it foams over her hand and over the bottle. And the voiceover goes, "Get yourself a Bush." You know what that looks like? Nah, no way. I'll tell you the commercial they'd like to do if they could, and I guarantee if they could, they'd do this right here. Here's the woman's face, beautiful. Camera pulls back, naked breast. Camera pulls back, she's totally naked. Legs apart. Two fingers right here. And it just says, "Drink Coke." Now, I don't know the connection here. God damn, if Coke getting on my shopping list that way. Dr. Pepper. Snickers satisfying. Damned if I'm not buying these products. My teeth are rotting out of my head. I'm glued to the television. I'm as big as a fucking couch. More Snickers, more Coke. That's what I find ironic, too, is that people who are against these things that cause sexual thoughts are generally fundamentalist Christians who also believe you should be fruitful and multiply. Boy, they walk a tightrope every day, don't they? How do we be fruitful and multiply and not think about it? We could sing hymns during it. One stroke at a time, sweet Jesus. One stroke at a time, sweet Lord. I did that joke in Alabama and Fife, and these three rednecks met me after the show. "Hey, buddy, come here. Met the funny man, come here. Hey, buddy, we're Christians. We don't like what you said." He said, "Then forgive me." Later, when I was hanging from the tree,